Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. In fact, the last of 2023. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch before the end of the year. And in actual fact, we're talking about a movie that's releasing on Christmas Day on Sky Show. This might be one for the whole family. I'm Kat Cullen, but Susie, please tell me, what can I watch on Christmas Day?
G'day, Kat. That's absolutely right. I'm sorry that you have to wait all the way to the 25th of December to see this one, but I think it's going to be worth the wait. John Wick Chapter 4 hits our small screens on the 25th of December. He is back with new adventures and a bunch more baddies to kill. With the price for John Wick's head always increasing, the legendary hitman plans to fight against the High Table, which is a group of 12 crime lords that govern the underworld's most powerful criminal organizations. His fight will take him from New York to Paris to Japan and Berlin. The movie franchise is about vengeance and redemption, and Chapter 4 is about John Wick's hoping to finally be free from his role as a hitman and gaining the freedom he desires. But to get that, he must deal with the people who would rather see him dead than free.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
You think your wife can hear you?
No.
Then why bother?
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're going to die.
Maybe not.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Under the old laws, only one can survive. Failure to meet at sunrise.
It's hard to die.
Will result in execution.
I think he should have replied back to that, maybe you're wrong. That would have been a better comeback,
yes.
You know? Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I listen to that little snippet of the trailer, I think would have been a better bit of scripting in there. Anyway, I'm up for it. If there's a John Wick Chapter 5, I'm available for being a scripting consultant. bring me on in. I would like to have a big John Wick binge session, I think.
In 2023, look, we've had so many releases that are sequels and follow-on stories to other franchises, but the consensus is that John Wick Chapter 4 is one of those ones that have been done very, very well. Fans and critics are saying that's just because the story is good. What we usually see is a dip in quality, the story gets silly, or the plot holes are really big. Chapter 4, some people are saying, it's the best one, and the general consensus is it's an excellent story with amazing fight scenes that make sense and a story that makes everyone ask for more. So actually, whether there will be more movies is actually unknown. I don't know if you're going to have a job for Chapter 5. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but it might go. It might be. We don't know.
And you know what? Keanu Reeves does more than just play the lead role in this.
Yeah, you might have to fight him for the job as script writer, Kat, because Keanu Reeves, not only does he do the John Wick character, he actually has a hand in creating the character too. So between a couple of hits and then 2014, Reeves, he really kind of had a lot of flops, but then he rebounded with this role of John Wick. He worked closely with the screenwriter to help flesh out this well-written story and as well as these well-written characters. The first John Wick brought Reeves back as an action hero. Everyone was like, he is back. Something he hadn't played for many years. He's attributed for really putting a lot of effort into making the franchises great. And fans believe he's doing just an awesome job. And they're saying that this is the best action franchise of the last 20 years.
Yeah, go Keanu Reeves, the Hollywood actor we love to love. There we go.
Yes.
It's John Wick Chapter 4, and it'll be out for you to watch on Christmas Day. Got away a little bit. There is a show that's out now. It's a little bit deeper. It has been described as deeply uncomfortable. It is a show called May December. We're jumping over to Netflix now.
Yeah, so I thought I'd give you one that you could watch while you wait for John Wick Chapter 4 to come out all the way in just at the end of December. This one is a sleeper hit that's now available on Netflix. It's a drama slash thriller. It's starring Natalie Portman and Julianne Moore. It's based loosely on the true story of a sixth grade teacher who had a sexual relationship with her 13-year-old student. She then went to prison while pregnant with their first child. That's basically what the story is about. They're now a little bit older. They're still together. Natalie Portman's character, Elizabeth, visits the seemingly happy family who have defied the odds of media and tabloid sensation after that discovery of their relationship. Elizabeth's goal is to embody the woman for a movie role, but soon she discovers it's not so rosy in this May-December relationship, which is a phrase used to describe when a couple has a significant age difference.
Oh, I understand why. So uncomfortable. Okay, let's have a quick snippet from the trailer for this one.
Feels like things just settled down and now y'all are making a movie.
It's a very complex and human story.
I think it's hard to trust that you're going to represent Gracie as she was.
I'm going to try. Do you remember when you first met?
You came to the pet store looking for a job.
It was summer after sixth grade?
Seventh.
Yeah, that's a very complex topic to cover in a movie, I would say.
Yeah, and it apparently has some hints at comedy. It's not just full flat drama slash thriller. However, it is one of those movies that is a little bit uncomfortable, especially because there is a whole true story out there about a woman who did groom a young boy and created a family with him.
The New York Magazine said it's a booby trap of a movie. It makes you feel one thing and then makes you wonder if you should feel something entirely different. Vanity Fair described it as a wicked, complex delight. So, a lot of interesting reviews on that one. Where is it available?
This one is on Netflix and you can watch it right now.
There we go. That's May, December on Netflix. And we also took a look at John Wick Chapter 4, which will be out on the small screen on the 25th of December. Thank you very much, Susie, for your roundup. And hey, we'll catch you in the new year, 2024.
Thank you so much, Kat. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. See you in 2024.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.